You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, time now to look at the stories that are dominating news headlines across the rest of the continent. Good morning to you, Crystal. Campaigning, I imagine, is in full swing in the DRC, that all-important election in December.
Yes, good morning, Vongani. So can you imagine it's 3 weeks to go before that December 23rd election? Of course, it's a very crowded space, more than 20 candidates, but we're focusing on the three main, which is, of course, a so-called United Opposition Cast candidate, Martin Fayulu, and he's back in Kinshasa since he was part of the leadership of the seven key opposition parties that met in Geneva and formed a united front. Of course, Felix Tshisekedi, whose father led the opposition for many years, he withdrew from that United candidate, and he is still also campaigning in the country because he, of course, withdrew his support and wants to stand. But I think, whilst campaigning is in full swing, Bongani, the questions of the readiness, that's still at the back of everyone's mind. Of course, the ruling party candidate, Emmanuel Chadure, he's already, quite busy. He's been meeting, in fact, key SADC leaders, including the chairperson, to just engage around their readiness. The African Union came out and saying that, look, delaying an election at this moment is really not going to be possible, and it will lead to too much uncertainty. So that is a reading, Bongani, that no matter what, whether they're ready or not, this election is going to go ahead. And of course, the opposition still insisting the scrapping of the electronic voting machine. They see it as vulnerable to rigging, and of course could also be compromised due to the erratic power supplies. But that's one issue, Bongani. The other issue, of course, on the ground, we know armed conflicts still in the south of the country, in the east, and of course the Ebola virus that just seemingly is not getting any better for people in the east of the country.
Yeah.
The analysts on the ground saying that, look, the opposition is clearly divided. The ruling party candidate has the resources, plus the electronic voting machines to play around. And so, of course, I think right now both parties are just trying to give a message of unity, a day to bring change. That's what we're going to have to watch for the next
and
3 weeks
to see.
Look, until that election.
Kabila may be gone. In fact, Kabila may be gone, but it may be more of the same. Now, here's somebody who's certainly been around for a long time. An ailing Robert Mugabe, now unable to walk and still in that hospital in Singapore.
Yes, Bongani, we obviously, as one of Africa's oldest leaders and Zimbabwe's founding father, we're just keeping a monitoring watch on Robert Mugabe's health, especially after President Mnangagwa actually addressed party supporters this weekend, and he's saying, he confirmed that the president is not well, he's unable to walk, and in fact, my colleagues in Zimbabwe was telling me that, in fact, his speech has also been affected. So it's not looking good. Of course, he's in Singapore. He's been in and out of hospital for the past 2 years. The president, was quite reconciliatory, talking about Mugabe as the founding father of the nation, that they will support his, of course, paying for that expensive healthcare in Singapore, and that they are expecting him back soon. Of course, for many years, people have been talking about the health, but because he's the leader, and in some cases it's un-African to talk about the health of an elder statesman, officials have been very tight-lipped to tell us what exactly is wrong with Mugabe. But of course, the private media, Bongani, they have been reporting on what exactly is wrong, and they say it's prostate cancer. Of course, people on the ground are especially from the ruling party, denying it. So he's expected back in the country at the end of this week, Bongani. But I think given that state of health, unable to work, his speech has been affected, we don't know what else is wrong. So all eyes whether Mugabe, in fact, will be returning to Harare. But I think on the ground, at least my colleagues, Bongani, they're of course very angry because they're saying, look, people on the ground can barely afford basic medicines, and here the former head of state is at a five-star hospital in Singapore.
It's always an indictment on your leadership when you can't be in hospitals in your own country. We'll leave it there. Crystal Alderson with this morning's Africa Report.